Series. It's their first trip to Grand Junction since 2014. Miami-Dade capturing the Florida State Championship and the first spot in this year's Junior College Baseball World Series. And joining us today on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the coach of the Miami-Dade Sharks. Adrian Morales joins us. Adrian, I appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man. We appreciate you having us on the radio.
Well, it's great to have you on, and welcome to Grand Junction. I know it's been a while, 2014, since the Sharks qualified coming out of Florida to play in the Junior College World Series. But your team had to beat a really good club to win the championship, to come to Grand Junction. That 10-5 win against Santa Fe College, you guys were able to explode for that 4-run eighth inning that really allowed you to pull away and win that title game to qualify for Grand Junction.
Yeah, man, that was huge for us. Getting those, tacking on those extra runs was big for us. Gave us kind of a bit of a cushion, kind of a sigh of relief, at least for a little bit. We had brought in our closer, so we were in a good spot. I thought we played well all tournament. We played clean, aside for our game four where Santa Fe blew us out. I thought we played as clean baseball as we could, and we gave ourselves a chance to win every game.
Joining us on the program today is the coach of Miami-Dade. Adrian Morales joins us on the program. And Adrian, for your club and that 10-5 victory over Santa Fe, you had a couple of guys that had really outstanding offensive days to lead your bats. Henry Wallen, your DH, he had a couple of RBIs in that baseball game. Also, and please correct me on the pronunciation here. We'll get it right before you guys get to town. Suhel Arias Azone, your third baseman?
Suhel Arias is fine.
Suhel Arias, okay. We'll stick with that. Okay, I was at least in the neighborhood with that pronunciation.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, I just, you know, off the top of my head, blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. He had a couple of RBIs in that game as well, so those two combined to have a pretty good offensive day for you.
Yeah, I mean, Henry Wallen, he's a University of Miami commit who played, I think, about 15 games, 16 games early in the season, was our three-hole. Is our third baseman, and then before conference started, he partially tore his quad against Florida Southwestern University, where he was out for the whole conference season until the last game. And even in the state tournament, he was still, getting back. It wasn't 100% yet. And right before our last game, I asked him, "Do you want a DH?" He said, "Yes, coach, I want a DH." And he did. He went 0-for-3 for his first three at-bats. But that last at-bat was huge. Bases loaded, two outs, full count. Big line drive up the middle to drive in two.
Joining us on the program today, the coach of Miami-Dade, Adrian Morales, with us on the Team Sports Network. And look, anytime you're coming out of Florida, going to win the state title there to come to Grand Junction, Adrian, you have to have really good pitching. Tell us about your pitching staff this year. Staff ERA of 4.31. Talk about some of your arms that helped you get to Grand Junction and guys that you're going to lean on when you get here to start playing Memorial Day weekend.
Man, it's cliche to say it, but it's about all 30 of the guys. It's everybody. As you can see, our ERA as a team isn't what, you know, we would like. But we found a way to win, and especially in this tournament in Florida, our bullpen was lights out. We did a good job managing our bullpen, and I thought we won the tournament because we know our guys. We know our hitters. We know what hitter could be successful versus what pitcher, what type of arm, and we know our bullpen, who can be successful for certain righties, certain lefties. So we have a mix of guys that can throw, 89 to 92, 93, and then we got some guys that live around 86, 88. They keep the ball down, but they're just tough, competitive kids. And that's the biggest thing we have, is that it's a tough bunch.
South Atlantic District champion Miami-Dade head coach Adrian Morales joining us on the Jim Davis Show. I want to talk to you about a guy you have hitting leadoff quite a bit for you, Eric Orbeta. He has he's top 20 nationally in at-bats. He's got a on-base percentage over 400. It seems like a traditional leadoff guy for you. Takes a lot of walks, gets on base. Talk about what it's like to have a guy taking that many at-bats, seeing that many pitches, setting up the rest of your lineup for success, a guy like that at the top of your order.
Well, and you hit it on the head. He's a prototypical old throwback leadoff guy where he's going to fight you. You know, he's hit for some pop this year where he's got a bunch of doubles, and especially in the state tournament, had a bunch of doubles. He had a home run. You know, he's a tough kid. He spreads out with two strikes. He'll compete you. He'll fight. Doesn't strike out much. Doesn't chase much. And if he doesn't have the tournament he had, I'm not here talking to you guys. He really has been our best player, especially with our 3 and 4 hole out for majority of the season. He stepped up in a big way, especially in this state tournament.
Joining us on the program today, the head coach of Miami-Dade, Adrian Morales, joins us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. I do want to ask you, Adrian, about your personal experience. You're now in your fourth season coaching at Miami-Dade, and you played there for Steve Hertz and helped to win a couple of Southern Conference championships during your time there before you went on to play college baseball at the Division I level at South Carolina. All you did was help the Gamecocks win back-to-back national championships in Omaha. So, I mean, you're a guy that knows what it's like to play in this kind of a tournament. I guess just talk about that experience a little bit when you played at South Carolina and how you can relay that kind of experience to your guys getting this chance to play, be it in a junior college World Series, but in a World Series nonetheless.
Well, yeah, I mean, the experience I had as a player, it's so valuable. And on top of that, I got to watch firsthand Coach Tanner kind of run through the tournament in Omaha, and kind of how he went about coaching the tournament. And one thing I can tell you from my experience now, just leaving this Florida JUCO State tournament, it's about playing clean baseball, man. It's about not beating yourself. It's about not panicking. It's about not changing or altering anything you did during the season. And I think that's what we did a good job of. We treated it just like another series, even though it was not. But we went with the guys we've gone with all year. You know, our number one through game one, our number two through game two, our number three through game three. And it wasn't about, oh, if it's a matchup, oh, let's bring in our number three to pitch game one. No, we stuck with what we did all year. You know, there was no panic from the kids. I tried to be as patient as I could in the dugout. And that we didn't let the games get out of control. Aside for game four against Santa Fe, every other game, I felt like we minimized any damage, any big innings. And I think that's why we won, because we played clean baseball and we didn't walk many guys, aside from that one game, of course. But yeah, man, the experiences I've had, they're going to help me in this tournament, and they already did help me in the Florida State Championship, because I didn't panic. I didn't panic in the dugout, and when the guys see you not panic, they don't panic either. And I thought that was huge.
Miami-Dade coach Adrian Morales joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You know, obviously, like you said, you had that experience with Omaha as a player, and able to you know, kind of tap into that experience. Have you talked to some coaches, though, maybe like a Jeff Johnson, Chipola, and others, Adrian, that have been to Grand Junction, and kind of giving you the lay of the land of what it's like to play here? Obviously, we play at altitude. You know, it's a short porch in left field. Some of those things at Samson Plesio Field. Have you talked to any other coaches that have been here about their experience and kind of picking their brain a little bit ever since you guys qualified?
Well, so I've had a couple of coaches already reach out to me about certain things that's different up there than it is down here. But the pitching coach that was at Miami-Dade and the head coach, Danny Price, Kevin Long, pitching coach, they were there in 2014. So they kind of been coaching me up on what it's like to be there, how we should be preparing and whatnot. And I had Cal Forbes from Palm Beach State College kind of reach out to me about it. So we've had some coaches reach out. But at the end of the day, and it's the same thing with in the Florida State Championship, it's about us and our guys. And if we do the things that we do well and we play to our strength, we're going to be able to compete. Win, lose, or draw, we'll find a way to compete if we play the way we're capable of.